community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Happy New Year to you, Mark.
And the same to you, Pete. I haven't seen you in a while.
That's right. How are you doing so far?
I'm doing all right so far this year.
Seven days in. We're okay, aren't we?
Yeah, we're all right. Yeah. Everything's cushy. It's all sweet. You know, everything's nice. Now, you're going to tell us exactly what... And I look forward to these bits that I do with you, to be honest with you.
Well, that's good. At least someone is.
I do, because it opens your horizons. You come out with some fantastic ideas of things to do and how to raise money for an extremely worthwhile cause.
That's very kind of you to say so.
Because you have to raise 7 million, is it?
It's over 7 million. It's about 7.3, I think it's going to be this coming financial year. Oh. Yes, it's a huge amount of money. But, you know, the reason we do all that is so that we can provide our services for free.
Which is fantastic.
Which we do for so many people. I mean, lots and lots of local people benefit from what we provide, all free of charge. Most of that care these days happens at home. Yeah. So people being looked after by our community nurses or by our hospice at home team. We care for anyone, in case people aren't familiar with St Francis Hospice and the work we do, we care for anyone who is afflicted by a life-limiting illness. Doesn't have to be cancer. About three quarters of the patients we see are affected by cancer, but not all. MND, other diseases, so anything that's life-limiting where there is no cure.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's all sadness, doom and gloom, because sometimes you can have that diagnosis but still live for many, many years and have very many good years.
Yeah, yeah.
And what we're all about is making people feel comfortable, happy, sort out the ailments, and also care for the family and the friends, the carers, the people around that person.
Yeah, yeah.
To relieve them. So many people come and visit us once a week in our day therapy unit. Many cases our nurses visit people at home maybe once a week, once a month in the early stages. Later on, when things may be getting more serious, then people may come to our inpatient unit and actually stay in a bed at the hospice behaving at about, or they may prefer to always be at home, in which case maybe our hospice at home nurses are going to care around the clock for someone in the last couple of weeks of life. It's all provided for free. Of course, that costs a lot of money.
Does.
In fact, over £10 million this year to run the whole hospice services. We're fortunate that we get about a third, just under a third of our money comes from the NHS. And the other two-thirds, which is the over £7 million you're just mentioning, we have to raise. And
that's hard going.
It is hard going. You have to work at it all the time. Mm. It's one of those things that the amount is so large that you can't afford to sort of take your foot off the gas, as Americans would say, for very long, because you've got a mountain to climb and you've got to pay the nurses and doctors and all the equipment we use has all got to be paid for. So you've got to keep on with it. And that's why we have a whole range of different ways we raise that money. We try and make sure we don't put all our eggs in just too few baskets, because, you know, all sorts of things can happen. We do lots of events, but a lot of events are, you know, might be weather dependent.
Yeah.
You know, say you had an outdoor event race, something like today, you might not get the money you're expecting to get on the event.
That
can happen in June and July in this country. So you've got to be very careful. I mean, yes, we can have outdoor events, and they tend to be in the summer, and when you hope there's going to be decent weather, but there's no guarantees of that.
That's right.
So that's why we do things like the lottery, which doesn't is not weather dependent at all. People can pay their pound a week just by direct debit
on
their computer.
Which is a fantastic idea.
Or at home. That's right. And it's a guaranteed way over a long time of building up a nice regular source of income that isn't weather dependent or you know, based on people raising sponsorship. So we try and do a whole mass of things. That's why we have shops. We've got two in Brentwood in the High Street, because it's another way of raising money. Those shops, not just the ones in Brentwood, but we have about 15 in total, those shops contribute over £500,000 a year towards paying for our nurses and doctors. So sometimes people say, well, why do you bother with shops? Well, that's why we bother.
Yeah, that's right, because it's a good earner.
And we rely on donations.
Yeah.
So that's one big message, actually, that I did want to put across this morning. If you can help, it's a way that almost anyone can help us out. Almost anyone can probably afford a pound a week for our lottery. And most people, at some point or other, will have stuff they don't want anymore.
Yeah.
And what I would really like those people to do is not just dump it or bin it or take it down to the tip. If it's got any sort of value at all, please donate it to our shops and we can sell it for you. And there's an amazing amount of stuff that we sell, and stuff that sometimes you and I wouldn't think anyone would pay tuppence for, people happen to pay lots of money for. All sorts of stuff. You know, there's an amazing number of things that are collectibles. You know, old electronic equipment, you know, Nintendos and stuff like that from years gone by. You might think, well, why would anyone want that? But there are people who collect this stuff and love it.
That's right.
So if it has real value, or we think it has potential value, we put it on eBay. or on Amazon and sell it that way. Sometimes we even get auction houses involved and all sorts of stuff. You know, anything from figurines, dolls, toys, old plates, crockery, mirrors, paintings, books. I mean, you name it, we can sell it. There's almost everything we can sell. We even have our own electrical shop. We've got one of those in Romford. We've got furniture shops like the one in Brentwood.
Yeah.
Almost anything we can sell. The one thing we can't is furniture that doesn't have the fire retardant safety little tag inside
it.
But otherwise, you know, anything else we can sell. Even old bras. Literally, we bag them all up and sell by weight. So anything, even sort of clothes, you might think, well, I'm never going to wear that sort of stuff. We can rag it and still get money for it. So think about that. Particularly, you know, often people having this time of year, you know, post-Christmas, decorations have come down.
Yeah.
They want a bit of a clear up, want a bit of a decorate, want a bit of a spring clean in the next month or two. When you're clearing that stuff out, stick it in a black bag, take it down to one of our shops in Brentwood if they're close to you. If you can't easily get to one of those, we've got a whole list of what we call drop spots. Listed on our website, which is sfh.org.uk, and they're places where you can drive in. Normally they're places that got decent car parking space. You can pop in there and dump your bag or your box of stuff or your table or your chair or whatever it happens to be, and they will get it to our shops and sell it on our behalf. And so there's a whole list of them on our website. Bennett's Funeral Directors in Brentwood are one of those drop spots. The garden centres are, you know, there's all sorts of places, but have a look on our website if they're and you know, find one that's convenient and close to you, or call in at our shops. Please don't leave it outside our shops if the shop is closed in the evening.
Well, because it gets wet and all that.
Well, it gets wet and rare, and also people just nick it.
Idiots.
People nick it.
Idiots
take it away.
So. They think it's a laugh, you know, these idiots. Yeah. They think it's a laugh. They don't believe that they're actually doing you out of money.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a bit of a giggle. Look, there's a load of rags. No, leave it alone. Yeah. What's the matter with you?
But we'd rather people didn't dump it in bags outside.
Right.
You know, wait till the shop's open.
Right, right.
You know, they're open 9 to 5 or longer. They're open on Saturday and that sort of stuff. So yeah, if you can't get to that, say go to one of our drop spots. But please do bring in goods. And that's why one of the ways we can raise money. And of course, we have a whole load of events. So, do you want me to plough into some of those now? Do you want to play?
No, we do your events because these are the fantastic part.
Okay, right. Now, well, first, let me just say a thank you to those who took part in our Light Up a Life services in December. We had a series of those. One of those was at Brentwood Cathedral.
Yeah.
Collectively, we reckon from those services, we've raised over £40,000 so far. So, many, many thanks to anyone who contributed and helped us with that during the course of December. Looking ahead, then, just a few weeks' time, it's our annual Mud and Madness event taking place.
This is fantastic, Pete.
Adventure. Yeah, a few Phoenix presenters have taken part in this.
This
in the
is
past
fantastic.
And
I've been blurbing
to tell
this.
The tale.
Oh yeah, I can imagine they come out looking a right mess, but it's so funny.
Wet, muddy. You know, it's Saturday the 6th of February, so you never know. It could be snow, it could be ice. It has been in the past. It's certainly going to be a little on the chilly side and wet and muddy, definitely. So it's an 8-kilometre-long obstacle course. Is probably the best way of
fantastic.
Describing it.
Fantastic. So, through mud,
but yeah. But you don't. The great thing about this is you get all sorts taking part. Some people do it really seriously and have a time that they're going to beat, you know, from previous years, and they're really determined. You know, other people just do it as a giggle, as a laugh, see what they can do. Sometimes some people have a lot of fun, come along as a bunch of mates, say from work, and they have a team effort to try and see how they can get on and have a
laugh. It does look like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and there are all sorts of people get involved, all ages, all sorts get involved with this. A lot of fun. You must be over 16. That's the only sort of stipulation there is on that. Again, you can get all details on our website, which is sfh.org.uk. Obviously, we do this as a money raiser, so we try and get people to they pay an entry fee and obviously try and raise some extra money off the back of that and have fun while they're doing it. And it's all sorts. It's not just running and climbing over obstacles and swinging from ropes. There's kayaking normally involved.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There's archery often involved.
Oh, I didn't know when that
bouncing on giant, what do you call those, space hopper things?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff. Stuff you probably haven't done for many, many years as well. All included in that. So if you fancy that with a bunch of mates, it's on the Saturday the 6th of February, and it's called Mud and Madness, and please do sign up for that. Open to all men and women, anyone over 16 can take part. If you come as a group of mates, even more fun. So that's one for your diary. The other one, a bit more serious in terms of the intent, and I know the preparation that people put into it, is the Brentwood Half Marathon.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Not that far away now, Sunday the 20th of March for the Brentwood Half Marathon. Again, that's been a bit icy and chilly in previous years, but you never know what you're going to get. Weather-wise, it could be anything at the end of March. But it's a big event for us. It's organised by the Brentwood & Beckett Rotary Club, who do a fantastic job every year organising this. Sponsored by LV, and we should thank them as well for organising it. Now, we have a certain number of places assigned for for people who are running on behalf of the hospice. Lots of people get involved with this, some running for charities, some just doing it for their own benefit. A lot of people doing it as preparation for the Virgin London Marathon happening in April.
That's
right. Quite a good preparation stage for that. But we have guaranteed places. And in fact, I heard 2 days ago that the general entry has closed. It's full up.
Oh, really?
So the only way you can now get involved in it is running on behalf of some of the charities that have assigned places.
Yeah.
And we still have some of those left. So please, if you are thinking, well, yeah, maybe this year is my time, or I do want to do that again, Sunday the 20th of March, the LV Brentwood Half Marathon, please consider running on behalf of us, on behalf of St Francis Hospice. Call my colleagues up at the hospice. Probably the best to speak to Katie Woodgate is probably the best person to speak to. 01708 771 427. That's Katie on 01708 771 427. If you'd like to take part in the LV Brentwood Half Marathon and run on behalf of the hospice, we'd love you to do that. It's an entry fee of £28. You'll be cheered on by hospice staff and volunteers. We'll obviously support you. We've even got a marathon preparation evening happening in the next few weeks.
Have you really?
To get people organised and help and support them. And obviously we want people to do well and enjoy the event and of course raise a lot of money for us in the process. So, you know, we're going to support people all the way, and we have a lot of people running on our behalf, usually wearing the orange shirts. You recognise them. And, you know, orange is our colour.
Yeah.
Not everyone's colour, but orange is definitely our colour. And you see the sunflower logo, St Francis Hospice. If you're out supporting people on that day, please do cheer them on. We raise an awful lot of money for this. It's a very, very important part of our fundraising effort during the year. So we'd like to encourage as many people as possible to get involved. So please do consider running on behalf of the hospice at the Brentwood Half Marathon. And there's also a kids fun run on the day as well. I should also just mention a 3-mile fun run. So if kids want to get involved, they can do as well. All the details, as always, are on our website, sfh.org.uk. That's probably good enough for events. There's just one last thing I'd like to mention, and that is how we get by. We talked a few minutes ago about the money we have to raise.
Yeah.
One of the reasons we do manage to do all the things we do is we have massive support from a huge number of people. Not only people who take part in events and do all those things to raise money for us, but a huge number of people who volunteer their services to help us. We have volunteer drivers, gardeners, visitors, massage therapists, bereavement counsellors, you name it, admin, almost anything that happens at the hospice, potentially we have volunteers who do it as well. And without those volunteers, we reckon we probably would have to find about another, getting on for 1.8, nearly £2 million a year.
Really?
To cover the cost of those 800 people who volunteer their time. Now, sometimes people put off a bit and think, well, I haven't got the time, really. You don't have to commit, you know, a day a week or a day a month. It's as and when you can help us. Yes, sure, if you can do a couple of weeks or a morning once a week or morning once a month, fantastic. But we'll work around you. So please, if you think you've got any type of skill to offer us, I say it could be gardening, maybe you're a great DIY man, maybe you fancy building a shed in our grounds. We've got one guy doing that. I'm sure he could do with a bit of help from someone coming in now and again. You know, there's a whole range of massive jobs to do. You don't have to be highly skilled. If you're good at pruning roses, fantastic. If you're good at raking up leaves, great. If you're good at making cups of tea and coffee, taking it around to patients, that'll be superb. If you're good at painting or art, you can have help with our art, craft and therapy classes. That would be amazing. Some people want to do bereavement counselling as part of their counselling training.
Yeah.
There really is a huge range of different skills, and admin is always required. We've got a lot of stuff on our database to input. So please, if you think, well, yeah, I could spare a few hours once a week or once a month and fancy doing that, or maybe I've got a car that I could perhaps drive some patients, because we often pick people up and bring them up to the hospice and take them back. People are maybe less able or less mobile because it's not the easiest place always to get to by public transport. Then please do consider volunteering for St Francis Hospice. Again, you can get information on our website, sfh.org.uk. There's a section there that explains all the different jobs and roles it involves. Or give my colleague Jill Wendelken, who looks after all our volunteers. She's been with the hospice for over 31 years. She knows it inside out. She knows all the different things that people can potentially do. Lovely lady. Give her a call on 01708 753 319. That's 01708 753 319. Jill Wendelken, if you think you might be able to volunteer a bit of your time and help us on our way.
It is always, always, and I mean this sincerely, it's always a pleasure having you come in, because we do want to know what the hospice is doing, and we do want to help you raise as much money as we possibly can.
Thank you.
So if anything new comes up, you're always, always welcome on the show.
Fantastic. Lovely. Right. Thanks so much, Mikey.
Don't forget, if you need any more details about any of the things that are going for St Francis Hospice, just go to phoenixfm.com and have a look at the events guide, because we've got click-throughs to through to their website and telephone numbers and all sorts of stuff on there. Thanks a lot, Pete. See you soon.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.